volcanoes provided the surface of our young planet with warmth, water, and a potent cocktail of chemicals. And it was this combination which inadvertently prepared Earth for an utterly remarkable event. No one's sure exactly how it happened, but around 4 billion years ago, our planet saw the birth of life.
These pools have a unique chemistry that is very similar to what would have existed on the early Earth. Bruce Mountain has studied these pools for many years. He's going to show me how the first life on Earth might have begun.
We don't have a time machine to take us back, so the only thing we can do is look at things that we think are similar to what they were like. And these hot springs are very, very close to those that would be found on the early Earth.
So what's the temperature of this water?
Well, it's the water's 75 degrees Celsius, so it's you definitely get burned if you put your finger in there. And it's full of hydrogen sulfide, which is quite poisonous. There's a bit of arsenic in the water as well.
Surely there can't be anything living in there. What am I looking at?
There's billions and billions and billions and billions of organisms living in that water.
Wow.
And they form these sort of orange fibers